Hey, everybody, welcome to the Awakener Podcast. It's good to be with you today. Got a great show for you once again. First things first, like I always say, you need to go to theawakener.ca. Why? Because what's happening is really, really complicated and really difficult to understand. A lot of the general population is starting to talk about all this corruption. They're starting to talk about gun violence, and they're starting to talk about the break and enters, and they're talking about the wasted money. But as you know, if you've listened to me for a number of years, I've been describing all of this as signs of basically a silent war against the Western world. That is, our enemies are wargaming us through a way. The corruption is just the exposure of everything that's going on, and it's very complicated to understand. So to understand it fully, you need to go to theawakener.ca. It's the best resource. Blog articles, lots of news and research for you. You can understand the step-by-step thing that is going on. Now, a bunch of stuff that I want to talk about today in this show is really interesting in regards to Ukraine, regards to India, regards to Canada, etc. Now, I've talked about a lot of this many years ago. So I told you, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago, that India would become the focal point of things in the news, because it would be basically very difficult for Russia and China to organize this kind of takeover of the U.S. complex that they were planning for so many years, with India not being in their fold. Well, if you think about things from a logical perspective, if India was an American ally at its core, and it was, you know, fundamentally trying to protect American values and protect the Western world, Russia and China are not going to do this war with, 50 million Indian soldiers based right on the border of China. That's kind of their nemesis. So I told you many years ago that you need to watch India, and you need to watch the reaction and the things that are going on, because India, obviously through BRICS and through other methods, would be kind of sucked into China and Russia's fold, and they would be given economic prowess, which means China's going to cut a deal with India, China's going to pressure Russia, obviously, to sign a deal with India, and all these things were going to make India more attractive to be with them than be with the United States of America. And this is simply because China and Russia cannot go ahead with this power structure changing war with India being an American ally. So obviously you saw in the news that India now is completely rejecting America. They're starting to talk to Russia and China, and they're starting to organize within themselves. And this is something that I talked about for many, many years. So the reason why I always link my podcasts and I talk about how my website has all this information is because this is really advanced, all this material that I'm discussing. This is something that you need to be well researched. And if you're kind of just slowly waking up where all this corruption, this is like a secondary awakening into what really is happening and how our enemies are organizing and wargaming us. Now, why does this all kind of, why does India really matter? Why are things coming to light now? All the stuff that happened is really because Russia and China's main focal point of what they were going to do was going to occur on Hillary's presidency. And as you know, Hillary's presidency just didn't work out. In fact, Hillary's presidency turned out nothing like it was supposed to happen. So many things were supposed to happen during her term that was going to leave the Western world in absolute peril. So number one, we've talked about the refugee crisis. The refugee crisis was going to, if you think the refugee crisis is bad now in the Western world with all the stuff happening here in Canada, everyone is complaining about all these people that are here that have no right being here. Well, things would have been way, way worse. These people are not here to kind of assimilate to Western values or Western culture. They're here to change us. This is a war mentality, once again, to change us from the inside out, because our enemies cannot defeat us from the outside in. Does that make sense to you? All this stuff is in regards to, obviously, what would have happened to India if Hillary was president. All these things are kind of coming to light as we talk about. We talked about ISIS and the refugee crisis. We talked about Iran and North Korea. We talked about kind of Israel would be kind of really kind of even worse, made fun of in the news, being talked as really aggressors. And a lot of people are figuring out, oh, wait a second, this is not, the enemy would be really just about to do their power structure changing war. And then obviously with India coming into the fold now, we would have been at a loss here, ladies and gentlemen. All the stuff that is happening, once again, is all relates to a war. And if you really want to understand this war at its context, you need to understand what would have happened if Hillary would have won. Who was controlling Hillary? You need to understand blackmail. You need to understand our foreign enemies. You need to understand the U.S. complex. All this stuff is so complicated. So go to theawakener.ca, and that's all for now. Till next time.